name. I've forgotten your name. I've seen you, but I don't know your name.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston.
We have business to discuss.
ESPN 97.5, a Gao Media station. Is a renterswarehouse.com roadshow live from Two A Days in Pearland for Rock the Mic 2016. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Your boy Ryan Lochte apologized today.
That's sort of a junk apology, right?
You know what this came off as? A bunch of rich white kids being dickweeds.
Thank goodness it wasn't four guys off the 100-meter relay team, four black dudes, because everybody would be calling them thugs and everything else.
Right. According to Christine Brennan, he could have potentially been banned from USA Swimming for life if he did not issue an apology. But at his age, I mean, what's he going to do, miss the swimming senior tour?
That would make me so sick if I'm in that clubhouse and then my GM says, we're not willing to sacrifice a few prospects to win this season. Then what are we doing here?
And to make it sound like, well, we made that mistake last year. No, you didn't.
No.
Those guys got you to the playoffs.
They really did.
Fires and Kazmir were big additions for this team. Those moves worked.
That's small town, bottom market team thinking, and that's what the Astros act like.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three. 713-780-ESPN is your number. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show to the main number, which you guys know by now. Miss the first 2 hours, that's some of what we did. All available on podcastarena.com, so go and check out the entire show, a little Astros talk, and certainly it's some football talk and Olympics talk. And real quickly, I just wanted to hit on a couple things. A lot of people asking if your brother-in-law is shaking that bear, which
he did not shake the bear. Not that I mean, maybe he did. I didn't see it.
He didn't video it. There was no one there to video
it. There's no movie. Yeah.
Okay.
Which, by the way, maybe the most disturbing thing of that shake the bear is, who was the third person? Who's videoing time?
That's the one thing that, you know.
That's odd. And, like, why did he zoom in on the guy's dong when he was finished? Like, that's.
Well, maybe it was a she.
Maybe, but.
I don't know. Maybe he was. That was what he wanted to see.
Maybe so. Very strange, though.
Yeah, that's that guy. I just don't need that in my head. I'm sorry. Couple of things. People asking what I think is going to happen with California Chrome tomorrow and the. At Del Mar, I think he's going to win. I also like opportunity in Dortmund. I'm tossing Beholder out of my ticket, and I'll be using Imperative in second and third in the tries. So hell of a race. I mean, that's about as good as you're going to see this time of year, but I do think he's going to win. He's just at an unbelievable level right now. And also wanted to get some thoughts from you. We talked earlier in the week about the UFC card, but wanted to hit on that today a little bit. Do you have any opinions on some of the other fights and also the big one?
Well, we've kind of gone over my opinion on the big one. I think that that Diaz is just better than him. I think that it's going to be very difficult for McGregor to pull that out. I think he's got a Hail Mary shot, and I don't see it coming. As far as the rest of the fights, I think Teixeira is a live dog. I still think Anthony Johnson probably wins, but I think Teixeira is a very live dog. I think Cerrone kind of runs through Rick Story. Even though Rick Story's very good, Cerrone's takedown defense is so great, and his kickboxing is just worlds ahead of Story's and his jiu-jitsu. Those are kind of the big fights. I'd say Cody Garbrandt is going to be the fight to watch on the undercard. I think he's maybe a win or two away from a title shot after he beat Thomas Almeida, who's a sort of a much bigger prospect than Mizugaki is. I mean, this is almost a step back for Garbrandt, but I think he'll do well in that test. And the undercard fight that I'm most looking forward to is Neil Magny and Lorenz Larkin, which I think is maybe a coin toss type of fight, but I think that's going to be a really good fight. It's a good card. I mean, there's not huge names on it besides McGregor and Diaz, and that's by design. They didn't need to because people were going to buy the card for that fight alone, but the fights that they do have, there's still some pretty good ones on there. You know, not just because they're not the biggest names doesn't mean these are good fights. These aren't good fights. There's some good fights on here.
Yeah, I know you've talked about it a lot. So you, if you were a betting man, and you are, you bet on Diaz.
I will bet on Diaz.
Okay,
+115 is the number out now, and that's it, value. It's not. Is it the same value at +500?
No,
no. But +115 is still pretty value.
All right, so there you go.
You've got value.
Two things to bet on tomorrow that we've given you, depending on what your interests are. Did you? I don't know if you saw this. The SEC doomsday scenario that would leave the SEC out of the playoff?
I'd love to hear it.
Okay.
Every other conference has an undefeated champion, and the SEC champion loses two games?
Well, first off, the conference champ has to finish with at least two losses. That's one thing that has to happen. And there's a lot of interconference games like that, that on the surface don't mean that much, but Arkansas and Missouri losing to teams like TCU and West Virginia, Auburn losing to Clemson, all of those things will kind of weaken the conference if all those happen. Florida State, North Carolina, and Wisconsin, if those three win. I don't think all these things are going to happen, obviously, but it is, you know, it's kind of feasible.
It's the doomsday.
Yeah.
You're right.
And then Florida State can knock off Ole Miss in week one and Florida in, at the end. So Florida State alone could do some damage.
Yeah.
And if all that happens and you've got to...
Mind you, probably will beat both those teams.
Yeah, they probably will. I think they should be favored. And then when you get into conference, they start eating each other up and you have a two-loss team that's not Alabama. Because if you have a two-loss team that's not Alabama, now I can't imagine Alabama losing three games because they never do, then you could get left out. Now, I don't think they will. I think it's almost impossible. But
it is possible, but it's just highly unlikely.
Yeah. And again, it's a doomsday.
Yeah.
It's an attempt to say to show, you know, that it is possible. And what if Alabama loses to USC? And USC turns out to be really good, and then Alabama loses another game in conference. I don't think Alabama's going to lose to USC, by the way.
I mean, if all these things happen, I don't think there's anybody who's going to say, well, the SEC's the best conference. They've got to have a team in.
It's going to be they're down this year.
Yeah.
And they don't deserve a team.
Yeah, but, I mean, if all these terrible things happen, I don't care how good the SEC's been for the last 10 years.
They're not good.
They're not going to warn a team this year.
No. Not good, but I think they
will.
Now,
that said, if there's a two-loss SEC champion and a two-loss any other champion, or even a one-loss any other champion, they're probably going to get in over a one-loss conference champion from another conference.
I think it depends on the team and the loss. If that one-loss team is TCU and their one loss is to OU.
Do you remember the year that Alabama lost to Ole Miss and everyone, like, it was shocking?
Yeah.
I mean, it was before Ole Miss had kind of really shown themselves to be good, and everyone was like, what the hell just happened? And now if Alabama, they might not make it now because they – Alabama got in comfortably. I mean, it was never even in doubt. It would take Alabama losing to Kentucky for there to be like, you know. And even then, if they lose to Kentucky, they beat every other, you know, big-time SEC program. It makes up for it. You know, and there were people like, oh, they'll never be able to recover from losing to Ole Miss. But they did.
Yeah.
You know, it would take, you know, if – what if Oklahoma had one loss – and it was to UH. Are you taking a two-loss Alabama or a one-loss OU that lost to UH?
I think it depends on what else they do. If they house everybody else, including Ohio State, I mean, that's a big win. And if Ohio State doesn't lose to anybody else, I think that one would require some thought. I still think probably a two-loss Alabama on the surface.
It's tough, yeah.
But I think that's interesting.
I don't think there's a Pac-12 team that if Stanford had one loss and Alabama had two, I still think Alabama gets in.
832 says if the SEC missed out on the playoffs, we'd see 18 playoffs the next year.
Probably so.
Probably so. That would be the thing that gets it done. When a traditional power gets left out, one of the big schools, and I'm talking Ohio State, Texas, most of the SEC.
USC, Notre Dame.
Notre Dame, like somebody like that. When that happens, I think that's when you'll see the push for eight. And if it's a debate and it's close and it's like a one-loss Notre Dame and a one-loss Oklahoma or something.
Yeah.
Patrick asking, Fred, are you going to put a little piece on U of H to win it all at 100-1? No, I will not. I don't. But for one thing, I don't really bet on UH, and I just think
it'd be a real bummer to have a ticket and that you have to tear up week one.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody wants that. If they win week one and then you can get it at 50-1 after that, okay, I'll lose that 50 just so I know I at least got through that one game.
Yeah, although I don't know what number they would be if they win. I don't know that you'd get 50-1 at that point. You're probably looking at 35 or 40.
But
that is the one thing you look at and say, okay, that's the biggest hurdle.
Right. I've said before, though, if UH wins every game, it's still going to be difficult for them to make it into the tournament, much less win the tournament.
Right. Well, and for all the – that's the other part of it is I can see a scenario where they get in, but winning
can you see a scenario where they win two games against an Alabama or an Ohio State?
Right. That's an awful lot to ask. So, I mean, that's why they're 100-1. Now, obviously, if you get in and you're 1-4, that's great. But I still would bet that you get a nice price on them when they get in because somebody will be heavily favored. You might get 10, 12-1 on that. And if you think they can win it, that's value. But I there's so many things that can go wrong. Greg Ward turns an ankle in week three or something.
Yeah.
It's just
and then it's a wasted ticket.
Yeah, but for 100, 100-1, people like doing that. I'm kind of like, okay, not for me though. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, and if you have an animal, a dog,
I do have an animal, a dog, and listen, you want your dog. You want him to be able to do the right thing. He doesn't know what the right thing is unless you get him taught what the right thing is. And it's not really fair for us to have expectations of our dogs and they don't really know what to do. That's where Man's Best Friend comes in. They are the professional difference in dog training. Training your dog is just going to make your dog that much better to have in your family. You want to train them young so they know what to expect as they grow up, but you can also teach an old dog new tricks. These guys have seen it all. They're open 7 days a week. They've got an air-conditioned facility. They do boarding. They do training. They do grooming. The training programs, I put two of my dogs through it. It's fantastic. They came back world smarter than what I ever thought they could be. And here's the deal. If you don't like dropping your dog off and picking him up 2 weeks later all trained up, that's not for you. You don't want to be without him. No problem. They've got private lessons available as well. Teaching your dog these things is the best thing for him, and it's the best thing for you. Stop by their location, 2331 Bingle Road in Houston, or you can give them a call, 713-932-6709. Their website's mansbestfriend.com. And the great news for you guys, our listeners get 20% off just by mentioning ESPN 97.5. Simple as that, 713-932-6709, mansbestfriend.com, the professional difference in dog training, Man's Best Friend. In the house that I grew up in, and someone will drive her around down the same streets that I did. On the same ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Two-A-Days in Pearland. For Rock the Mic 2016, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And you have just a little time left, a little under 45 minutes, if you want to come out here and take your shot at Rock the Mic. All you have to do, quick minute. Whatever you want, and then read the script they give you for an update, and you could be the next Rock the Mic champion. So if you have, if you're not out here, come on out. You got time. And if you are out here and you want to do it, head on over there, find the promo girls. They'll record you, and two people will go to the finals from being out here. Good crowd today.
Oh, did he hit a home run? Oh, God, these Astros. Machado just hit a two-run homer. Adam Jones hit a leadoff home run. Kim gets a single on the next at bat, and then Machado. And I told Aaron, I said, "That's great. You give up a bomb and then a single, and now you got to face probably the best hitter in baseball." And of course, Machado punishes him. 3-1 now. The Astros got a home run from Springer in the first inning. And, oh, God, that's so far out of here. I mean, they've given up three runs and have got zero outs, Fred. The pitching has gone into the toilet for the Astros.
It wasn't very good last night either.
No, Chris Davis just got him. Oh, my God. You saw Colin McHugh just turned around and said a word that we can't repeat on the radio. And Chris Davis just looked like he was swinging a wiffle ball bat at this thing. It just looked at it. My God, I give up on this. It's ridiculous. I mean, I don't even need to see anymore. This game's over.
Well, and that's one thing about the Astros. You've kind of noticed all year long. If they get off to a start like this, they're not going to come back.
No. Nope.
So they're just playing bad baseball right now, and they're playing teams that are better than them.
Yep.
And that's
there's no more. Well, I shouldn't say there's no more. There's a couple more lambs to slay, but you're not in that part of the schedule.
Yeah. Oh, well. I have nothing. I literally have nothing else to add on your Astros.
Well,
that's just. Let's.
Yeah, A-Rod yeah. will save them.
Can't be any worse than some of the guys they've trotted out there.
The best. The Astros now have decided that they are also in the mix to sign Carlos Gomez. That's really awkward, but they're going to go for it.
Oh, boy.
They need some offense.
So, I don't know how this will affect your fantasy planning, but Le'Veon Bell's suspension going from four games to three, does that make any...
Not really for me. I mean, I feel, I guess, a little bit more comfortable about drafting him, but, dude, it's hard to draft a guy in the first or second round that you know is going to be out for the first 3 weeks. If you're in, like, let's say you're in a keeper league and you've already got a really solid foundation and you're okay with a guy sitting on the bench for 3 weeks and knowing you're going to be really good once he comes back,
yeah,
maybe. But in a yearly league, it's really hard to spend a second-round pick, which is probably what you got to do, on a guy that you're guaranteed is going to miss three games. That's tough from a fantasy standpoint.
Well, if you're going to draft a running back that high, I'm always going to assume that they're going to miss a game or two anyway, because almost all of them do.
Right, but
and
I mean,
when you you take three off the top already, and maybe he gets
another home run. It is now they've seen five batters, four home runs, and it's 5-0. No outs. Oh my God!
Oh well.
The best part is. I mean, what are they going to do? It's not like you can pull your guy in the first inning.
Yeah, they might need to.
How much further does it go before you pull him? Let's say it gets 7-0 in the first inning. Do you pull McHugh out of there?
Yes. I pull him if he gives up one more hit without getting an out. If he gets another base runner without an out, I bet I'd get somebody up now. But that's just me.
This is... Clown show. Clown show.
Double down. What's your fit? Yeah. There's the music.
The good thing for the Steelers is that they'll get him back in time for the Chiefs game, which is good news to me, too. As someone,
right.
I mean, week four is Pittsburgh's versus Kansas City. I think that's going to be one of the better games we'll see this season, probably. You know, it's closely matched teams. The Steelers, their other games, they've got the Bengals in week two, which I think they may miss him at some point there.
Yeah.
But they play the Redskins and the Eagles in week one and week three. So I think they're okay with or without Le'Veon Bell in that. Oh, they recorded.
All right. Stop the game and give somebody a game ball.
The bad thing is now that means that Colin McHugh is going to have an ERA today. If he would have left the mound then, it would have just said infinite, and we never would have known exactly how bad it got.
Yeah.
Now, when you look at today's ERA, you're going to know just how bad it was. So there's upside and downside to that for old Colin McHugh.
Double down, ask what you're feeling on Crane. Do you think he's going to be willing to spend big money to keep guys and add free agents? I fear he won't. We talked about that a little bit in the first hour. I just don't think he's I just don't think it's going to. Yeah, until he does it, and yeah, I know he just spent $50 million on a Cuban, but until he does it, I'm going to remain skeptical. Maybe they could rein the game out like last week.
That's what they really need.
Yeah.
They need when you're getting your ass kicked and then all of a sudden it starts pouring rain.
Yeah, they need a Bull Durham rain out. Go pour water on the field. But, wow.
It is raining. It's just raining home run balls.
Exactly. So, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. So, did somebody drop an oh my God after that happened? This is why it says the dude in the background at your location. Sounds like the Boy George dude on Wedding Singer.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Several Astros fans just walked out of this place. They're disgusted. They're walking into traffic as we speak. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I would say at least 11. Yeah. So, have you been somebody was asking me this yesterday, and I didn't get to it, but now people are starting to get into fantasy drafts. When do you think is the best time to schedule your draft? For me, I like it after the soonest I want to see it is after the third preseason game.
Yeah, that's where I'm kind of at. I like it that after week three, before the fourth week. I don't think you want to go after the fourth week because you're cutting it too close. And listen, things can happen whenever. Right. Things could happen if you do the draft on the day before the season starts. Somebody could sprain their ankle walking out to the field, but that's just part of the game. I'm with you. After week three is ideal to me.
And
never before week two.
Yeah, and what I would do, though, is I would start thinking about scheduling them now because, especially on those Yahoo
leagues,
fill up pretty fast. So 713 says it's probably the same people who became fans last year. Maybe so. They'll disappear pretty fast if they just became fans last year because I just don't really know what else can be said about this team at this point. They didn't do it when they Jonk says 9 home runs by the Orioles in 9 innings.
Oh, God.
Where's Tyler White? Put him on the mound. Let's do it.
Here's some a strange quote out of weigh-ins where Conor McGregor and Nate Diaz just weighed in. Conor McGregor, this is his quote, "I'm going to kill you and your whole expletive team." Kill them by murder? Seems unlikely. I don't think he's going to do it. And if he does, that's serious prison time.
Yeah.
And it's clearly premeditated if you say it the night before. Man, those are harsh things.
He's okay. did it have subtitles when he said it?
I don't know. Or hey, John, can you pull that audio? You're probably not recording that audio. Never mind. Maybe you can find it. I'm sure you could find it on.
They got out of the inning. Left two guys on. So it is 5-1 after one. 7 hits in that inning.
The Irish fans that are in attendance at the fight are chanting that Nate Diaz is a vagina. Apparently, that's what they think he is. He's a piece of female genitalia. So
interesting.
Yeah, they're chanting that over and over. So,
Weird. Well, I hope the fight lives up to all the pre fight hype here.
Yeah,
it almost can't, right?
Yeah, but the first fight exceeded all expectation,
right?
So you never know, but it's going to be tough to match the hype at this point.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about my good friends at Houston Can Academy. Terrific school. And, guys, school's starting up next week for a lot of places. And this is the time where they need your help because they're bringing in new students. And they take in kids who've dropped out of other schools. They give them a second chance. And a lot of these are great, great kids that just happened to, some of them had to get jobs. All kinds of things happen. But they get another opportunity at Houston Can Academies. And so many of them go on and graduate and do great things. And you can help. You can help get them through just by donating a vehicle you're not using anymore. Whether it doesn't matter what it is, whether it's a truck or a car or a boat or a motorcycle or any of those things, it doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. If it's been around and you've been trying to figure out what to do with this thing, well, just make this phone call because they're going to come tow it free of charge. They're going to fill out all the paperwork. It's fast and easy. They're going to take care of that for you. And it's a tax deduction. So you're going to love that come tax time because you're going to be able to write that off. And guess what? If you donate today, maybe things aren't going so well for the Astros right now, but you're going to get Astros tickets if you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. All you have to do, give them a call, Houston Can Academy, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Two A Days in Pearland for Rock the Mic 2016. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
What's your thoughts on this rematch? He should have killed me when he had the chance, because now I'm back and I'm going to kill you and your whole f***ing team.
Going to kill you and your whole what?
Play it one more time, John. Let me hear it.
What's your thoughts on this rematch? He should have killed me when he had the chance, because now I'm back and I'm going to kill you and your whole f***ing team.
Oh, okay. Well, I think the weird thing is him saying Nate Diaz should have killed me when he had the chance. Nate Diaz is not a murderer that I know of.
At least he hasn't been caught yet.
Yeah, that seems like a... I feel like he'd be feeling guilty about now or be in prison if he was a murderer. I don't know, though.
So if you're out here on September 22nd, they're going to have a raffle here at the bar.
Okay. At Two-A-Days.
At Two-A-Days, yes. Here in Pearland. So September 22nd, they're going to raffle off suite tickets for that team that plays in NRG Stadium.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Yeah, for the October 2nd game, donated by Faust Distributing. So come on out on September 22nd. Get your raffle tickets, and you might be in the suite. So there you go. All right. Also, you've got exactly 25 minutes to get out here. And
time is a ticking.
Yes. Take your swing at Rock the Mic. This is the last chance. After tonight, there will be no more.
Ugh.
So not until that. Well, the finals will be next week, but there will be no more qualifiers. This is it. Your very last chance. So this just in, the Orioles have not scored any more runs.
They haven't batted yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they'll bat again and have a chance to score more, but they've not done it just yet.
So we've had you know what? It may be officially the last day to discuss the Astros. This may make it official.
I'm not opposed to that. But people get mad when we don't talk about it or like – what will happen is they'll win a couple games, and then people will say, oh, why aren't you talking about them?
Uh-oh.
Looks like the Astros are going to score one,
that's
by the
right.
way. I get one back.
The rally begins. All great rallies begin with Evan Gattis.
Yep.
So it is now 5-2. So folks are enjoying that. The ones that are still here. Yeah. No. Good crowd out here at Two-A-Days. I want to thank them for having us out here. It's always good to get down to Pearland. And I really appreciate it. Again, last chance. You've got just 24 minutes now to get in, find the promo girls. I've seen a couple of pretty good people here. So
I've seen a couple scrubs, though, too.
I have seen a couple scrubs as well.
There's beatable guys here. Beatable guys. Some of these guys totally suck and have no chance of winning.
So
if you have any chance, that's better than no chance.
I tend to agree.
But you could also very well be one of the scrubs. You know, there's some people who they think that they're good, and then they come in here, and then we watch the videos, and they're awful. Like, I've legitimately talked to people, and they've said, yeah, I felt really good about my audition. And then we get back and watch a video, and it's,
not so good.
You felt good about that? Yeesh. By the way, 5-3 now.
Uh-oh. Here they
the rally
come.
Is on. If you bet the under in tonight's game, thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
Thoughts and prayers to anyone who did that. If you bet baseball in general, thoughts and prayers. But if you bet the under tonight in this game, definite thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, I remember that stretch where they were 7-0-1 on unders. I think they've gone over almost every game since then.
Yeah, yeah.
So
the other team has gone over by themselves.
Yeah.
Well,
the Orioles certainly did last night, and well on their way to doing it tonight. So 5-3. All right, they're teeing off on them now. This is probably going to go on for a while. So we didn't talk about the USA men's basketball team. But they did defeat Spain today, so they are playing in the gold medal game.
All right.
And they will play a team that they've already played. It will either be Australia or Serbia.
Okay.
And
Serbia gave them hell
with
the itches. Vladmanovic and Radmanovic and Rospanovic and Dijanovic and Djurjonovic.
Djokovic.
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah.
Djokovic lost in the first round.
Oh,
he was out.
Never mind.
But the, what's the other? Oh, Radovic. Radishevich, I think, one of those.
Well, it'll be interesting because they gave the U.S. hell. Australia played them pretty tough, too, wound up losing by 10. The U.S. only beat Spain 82-76.
Yeah. No gimmies, man.
Yeah, this is I've been a little surprised at how close these games have been. And I don't know if it's that the rest of the world has caught up or that just trying to piece together an all-star team to play a different style of basketball. Well, guess what? I think it is now about to be 5-4. Ooh. Wow.
Yep.
This is it's 5-4 with two outs in the second. So, and guys on second and third. They could retake the lead here.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
I'm very excited.
I can tell.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Colin McHugh still has to pitch a second inning. So don't, let's not get too worked up, guys.
There is that. But anyway, back to the basketball. I feel like it just watching them play, they're clearly better. They're clearly more talented. But these other teams all play smarter basketball and more comfortable basketball with each other.
Well, like I said, the roster for this team is the least balanced roster that the U.S. basketball has had since probably 88. I mean, since they've been doing these super teams, it's the least balanced roster they've had. This is the first time it's been up to the minute on, like, up to the last minute on deciding who was actually going to play and who wasn't. So a lot of things didn't go their way, but it still seems like they should be way better off than they are. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I didn't feel like they were in danger of losing today, even though it was pretty close. They seemed to control the game most of the way. But I expect them to kind of kick away and crush. I mean, I don't expect them to do what the women's team does.
No,
but
that's impossible.
Yeah, but I expect them to beat teams like this by 15. I don't think that's too much to ask. Maybe it is. Well, if they win the gold medal, no one will
remember how many points they won by.
Yeah,
nobody. But if they lose,
And
they will forever be remembered.
Yeah, and then people will want changes. And
remember
we were talking before the whole thing started about how maybe they should go to the soccer model where you're under 23 and send the under 23 team. Nobody's talking about that anymore.
Yep.
And I guess I don't know if it's because in the lead up they were just playing the trashiest teams they were going to play.
Yeah,
and didn't play good ones, but. I mean, every score is 120-60, and now you get there, you start playing better teams. I'm surprised. I'm glad they're winning, and I suspect that. But I'll actually watch the gold medal game. I think it'll be
probably be interesting.
I expect it to be entertaining,
especially if the Vitches get in.
Yep, because they gave them one hell of a run in the first round. Okay, the Orioles have somebody warming up now.
A couple things from Twitter. J-Matt says, 790 said, McHugh has only thrown 26 pitches. That's not bad.
Yeah, there's that. That's a positive. If
you're
looking for a positive.
I mean, if he goes a full nine, that's like only going to be 230-something pitches on his arm, so no big deal.
And
the Astros have the lead.
Yep.
Wow. Of course, it's Altuve, of course.
Yeah, who else?
What a crazy game. This game is going to be, in the seventh inning, people are going to want to kill themselves on this game. They're going to be like, we've been here for 4 hours. What is going on here? Well, good for the Astros.
So it is now 6-5 in the top of the second. This is going to be one of those softball league scores.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah. Oh, well. All right, so this is your last call. If you are not here and have not done Rock the Mic yet and you're in the neighborhood, you got a chance still. You can still make it because there's 17 minutes left.
Got this tweet, and I'll ask you, from Brian. You rooting for Arian Foster tonight?
I don't have any dislikes.
I could care less about Arian Foster. I like when the Dolphins lose.
Yeah.
I mean, but I could care. I don't care if he wins. I don't care what he does. I hope that guy can stay healthy for a little while.
Yeah, I'd like to see him stay healthy and have a good season. I don't have anything against Arian Foster. I kind of liked him. He was one of my favorite Texans when he was healthy.
He's one of my favorite Texans to watch play.
Yeah.
One of my least favorite Texans to deal with.
Yeah. But you didn't have to deal with him that much, though.
Well, except when ESPN asked for a post-game interview with the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But he's trying to be the best teammate I could be. Yeah.
Well.
We'll see how.
I'm not cheering against the guy, but I have low expectations.
Yeah, and I wouldn't want to see him out there very much tonight, to be honest with you. I'd like to see him get a couple carries and then get his butt to the bench so he doesn't get hurt. So. All right. Tell the people about Window World.
I can tell the people about Window World. If you're still running around with those crappy old aluminum or wood windows in your house, you're just letting money fly out the window, guy. There's a ton of advantages to a ton of benefits for having new Window World windows. Lowering energy bills every month, just one of the benefits of the double pane energy efficient replacement windows from Window World. Double hung windows means a top and bottom tilt for easy cleaning. Vinyl trim means you're never going to have to paint again. It's American made premium quality, which means it's the best for less, and it's got a lifetime warranty that includes glass breakage and is totally transferable. It's going to up the value of your home long term. Financing is available. I don't know why you wouldn't get these windows now that I think about it. You can get a window for as low as $189. That's what it costs to put these windows in any size. Financing's available. Call Window World today for a free estimate. No hassle, no pressure. They're going to come out, tell you what it'll cost you to get it done. Most installs take about a day. 713-439-1172 or go to windowworldhouston.com. Doors and siding also available. It's Window World Houston, simply the best for less.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Two-A-Days in Pearland. For Rock the Mic 2016, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. One last segment and one last chance. If you want to get over there and try your hand at Rock the Mic, you could be the next champ. Be kind of cool to come in and steal the spot right at the end. That'd be kind of fun. Your last chance right now. You got until 7 o'clock, and obviously you got 12 minutes. And looks like Jose Altuve's dead.
Oh, so, no.
Yeah, he's not looking good here. Looks like he took a tumble or something. I didn't see what happened because we were doing the show. But, yeah, he looks like he's fine. He's tough. He'll survive. Anyway, yeah, so come on out here. This is your last chance. And if you didn't make it out here tonight and you're in Pearland, this is a very cool place to hang out. So come check them out some other time. Good crowd out here. I want to thank everybody for coming out. Really appreciate you guys showing up. And good luck to all of you who participated in Rock the Mic. Hopefully we get two more good ones. And it'll be a fun final next week. Looking forward to it. And can't wait to see how it plays out.
DJ Roggenkamp said, this game is done. He, quote, AJ is a real quote, this game is done. There's no way the Astros can come back from this. No, I said this team is done. Not this game. I didn't mean as in the sense of down 5-1. I meant this team is done as in there's no way they're going to make the playoffs because they suck. Mm. So, and Altuve's out there grimacing. He stayed out there, which, thank God, that's the only chance they have of winning the game. He's like holding on to his collarbone.
It doesn't look good, though. Then I guess he must have...
I'm not going to lie, because I have already determined that this team is totally dead. Now my concern switches to my fantasy team.
Ah.
And Jose Altuve being the second baseman on my fantasy team. I need him to be all right. So, thoughts and prayers. Real world thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, not...
Hold on, Fred. Right. Dear baby Jesus, please let Jose Altuve be okay. I need him and just watch over him and be with him in this terrible time. Amen. Okay.
Pray to Tebow.
Thank you.
All right. Apparently, Gattis was throwing to him in warm-ups, and the ball hit him. He missed the ball.
What?
Hit him. That is.
You've got to be kidding me. That's not real.
Gah.
Oh man, that's like the Eagle story yesterday, where the guy hits the punter hits the kicker with the ball in the head.
Oh. Brutal.
If that's really true, Evan Gattis should be kicked off the team right now for even putting him in danger.
All right, let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week, Melting Pot's a place to go, so we're going to help you out. All right, we should give this away to a female so she takes her guy and she takes that end of it.
Takes that.
Oh no.
What end of it is she going to take?
That's up to them. I don't need to know what's going on in somebody's personal life. Jong, how you feeling today? Good to have you back, man.
I got that itch in my throat Saturday, and then the itch turned into pain on the left side. I know where you're going with this, Laminack.
Sorry.
No.
What was his name?
Better. Oh, that's exactly what I was thinking.
God, oh, God.
I had to beat you to it.
That is so good.
You just walked into that.
Dude,
one.
Like, really badly.
409, it's the second time you guys are talking about porn, and my boss pops in to say, hi, you guys are going to get me fired.
Ooh, shake the bear.
Shake the bear could become the Baylor hype video.
Shake that bear. Shake that bear. Shake that bear.
Oh, gosh, that's funny.
And I've got a great gem of the day that's not even going to compare to this.
By the way, we're out at Constellation Field, home of the Skeeters. It is raining right now, but I don't think the heavy stuff is going to come down for quite some time. So I think you're okay. Okay, this is a pretty good storm coming through now, as you can probably hear the wind on my microphone.
Yeah.
Although the rain's actually getting all the way back here now.
Yeah, it's getting on my laptop. What the hell's going on here?
Oh, man. Okay, here comes the wind again. I got to find a way to cover this up. There we go. Yeah. Is that better? That's not working either. Anyway, this is a new experience.
No, it's not. Let's be honest.
I don't know that
this happens every time we do our show away from home.
It'll be fine. It's passing. I can tell. What is that going to do? Oh, okay. Well, let's wait till the next break before we try that. I'll just sound like I'm on a... And there's thunder.
We're all going to die.
Yeah.
We just have a video that we never seen before. All of our listeners had. It's called Shake That Bear. I'm guessing the bear's being shot.
Yes. That
right
is what's
now.
Happening right now.
Yeah.
Concerned look on his face.
That's disgusting so far.
Right? Dead bear.
That's even more disgusting.
It is.
Good Lord.
I know what the guy and the girl are doing. I tried that a few times myself.
On a bear?
Not on a bear.
Okay.
So, okay.
Where do you find this crap? Where do you find
this? This is Sean White found it, not us.
Yeah.
Eve.
Oh, that's so fun.
Oops, I just said a word I shouldn't have said.
That
dump is very appropriate, though, for that.
Did I not call that? Did I not call that? Stupid stuff we've said this week.
Oh, man. Fun week. Poor Glenn Davis. At least he was a good sport about it.
Good man, Glenn.
Yeah, so, yeah, it looks like...
Yeah, I saw the video of that Altuve thing, and it's not Evan Gattis' fault. That basically... He threw it right to Altuve's glove, and he missed it, and it hit him in the collarbone. I don't know what to say about that. It's his own fault.
Yeah. Well, guess
what? Still a bad look.
Guess what you managed to do?
What?
You managed to get an entire show just using your phone.
Thank you. I'm proud of that accomplishment.
I'm guessing that's probably going to get you an A-plus in grades today.
It's so funny. When I first started radio, there were guys at my station who did a show with no computer. And Tepper, for the longest time, did it the same way. He'd come in with a stack of notebook, but he would always get all his stories from a computer.
Right. Like he'd print them out, and then he'd highlight stuff he wanted to talk about.
I'm talking about guys who would write things down throughout the day on an actual notepad made of paper.
Wow.
And they'd sit in the studio, and they'd highlight things that we've talked about. I mean, it was crazy.
So that's where Put It In Your Notebook came
from.
Yeah,
put that in your notebook.
Yeah.
I always felt crazy because I was...
Hang on, I got to put that in.
I was walking in with an actual computer way back in the day and doing a radio show with stories that I'd saved from this crazy invention called the internet, the interwebs. So, yeah, it's crazy what you can do, what you can accomplish, Fred.
I pretty much have always used a computer. I've only been doing this for, 9 years, 8 years now?
Yeah.
9 years, wow.
You're smart.
I don't know about that, but I use a computer. I saw somebody had a bunch of stories.
Imagine if you went back to your youth when computers didn't exist and all you guys had to play with was rocks and sticks. That would be, what kind of life would that be?
That'd be terrible. I don't play with rocks and sticks.
You used it, now you don't, but when you were a kid you did.
I did.
That was your only toys.
Pretty much, yeah. That and worn out soccer balls.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
That and your pet dinosaur.
Yeah. Charlie. He was pretty cool. All right. That's going to wrap it up. Great job, Jong Lee. A plus for you. Great job, Hoffman. A plus for you. Great job, Voldemort. He gets an A plus. I give myself a solid D minus today. We will be back on Monday.
Interesting question. When Voldemort produced, it rained. When he don't produce, it no rain.
Exactly. Stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.